the moment when something we've waited for so long suddenly appears, what we feel is not just satisfaction or relief, but something deeper, like maybe even gratitude, especially if it happens when we need it the most. Even if it's something that we had resented at one point or another, at that moment, it could feel like the most treasured, precious thing in the world. I think us soulites would agree that the blue sky was that certain something today. Of course, there were days in the past, especially this summer, when we resented that scorching sun, the cloudless sky that wouldn't even give us a patch of shade. But today, it was the most welcome sight ever. A little sigh of relief escaping all of us today. We couldn't be any happier to see that blue sky. Now, the rain clouds haven't completely disappeared. They might be traveling a little southwards. We certainly hope that they won't wreak havoc anywhere else and just keep on moving. I'm Lena Park, and this is One Fine Day. Welcome to One Fine Day with Lena Park. That was Harim with his song, You Are My Sunshine. Wow, the sky was apparently super blue, like saturated blue, crayon blue. And the sun super bright. Yes, we had little patches of some clear sky. Mostly, today was the first day this week that I woke up to some quiet. Yes, a little sigh of relief, right? Instead of being constantly assaulted on the ears with buckets of water being splashed on my window. Of course, if that was the worst for me, then I have to count myself extremely lucky. So a lot of people have been experiencing some really hard damage, losing their homes, losing their property, their cars. And for days and nights, it was just dark, gray, really mean-looking clouds, rain falling like, literally, buckets of water falling from the sky. Sure, it's still hot and muggy, but we are really, really kind of breathing a little sigh of relief for at least this break, right? And it was really nice to see. Oh, just, you are filled with gratitude. I'll never take you for granted again, blue sky. But now, as I mentioned, the rain clouds are said to be on the move, but we are told here in the central region to keep expecting wet weather until Friday. So basically, we should all just sort of, I don't know, be on the lookout, be cautious, definitely so. And we're hoping that more areas, densely populated areas, or anywhere, really, will get the onslaught that we had been feeling for the past few days. I think we've seen enough damage for another, I don't know, 10 to 80 years. Well, in the capital region, how many of you guys enjoyed that beautiful blue sky in the morning? And those in the southern region, what is the situation there right now? And for those of you in a completely different part of the world, what kind of weather phenomenon might you be dealing with? Hopefully you're not dealing with any and things are all nice and normal. Can't take normal for granted either. Well, our global roll call is coming up in just a minute, so that will be the perfect opportunity for you to fill us all in. Tell me all about it, as you also let me know where you are listening from today. Include any song requests you might have as well. Of course, as always, though, your saeyeondeul stories and anecdotes about anything that's going on in your life are welcome here. So you can message me on Kong, right on the various message boards on our website at world.kbs.co.kr, or leave a comment on our latest posts on Instagram at kbs1findday and Facebook at facebook.com/englishkbs. If you have a Korean phone number, you can text me at sharp 8150. It's 51 per SMS and 101 per MMS. Now, today being Wednesday, Kayo Top 10 is coming up in part 2 of the show. I hope you guys join us for our mini trip back in time. I will be back with the roll call after this. Here's Joy with her version of the song, Day by Day. One Fine Day is coming to you live from Seoul, Korea, where it's currently 5:23 p.m. And it's dry where I was. I'm pretty sure it's probably not dry everywhere, but it was kind of a nice break from the constant rain. But I'm wondering what's going on in other parts of the world. Right now, here I am, talking to you in a studio on the fourth floor of the main KBS building in Yeouido, Seoul. Where are you? It is the Global Roll Call, a chance for me to find out where in the world all my listeners are and what you're all up to right now, aside from listening to the radio. Where are you? Well, here I am, 023 checks in today and writes, 안녕하세요, DJ Lena. I've been skipping breakfast lately, and today I was hungry since long before lunchtime. I think I'm going to have to start eating breakfast again tomorrow. 오늘도 화이팅입니다. Oh yes, breakfast can be really hard to skip. Breakfast can be really hard to eat. But you're always glad you did because, yeah, it's really hard when you can't make it barely to lunchtime without your stomach grumbling. So definitely they say the most important meal of the day. Mm-hmm. Well, hope you get a nice breakfast tomorrow at least. Jisoo Kim 0801 writes, it's raining again. Wah! Forget to say yesterday that I loved the new OFD merch. Thank you very much. Yes, I do think it's very pretty too. Listener Pacey writes, my finals are over and I had some samgyetang to recharge my energy. Good choice, good choice. One of the fantastic, really nutritious choices here in Korean cuisine that you can have. Korean-style chicken soup. Yes, warms the soul. And congratulations on finishing all your exams. Lim Twe says, the rain that left Seoul is coming toward its neighbor Japan. We've got rain in the forecast for a whole week starting tomorrow. Oh no, oh no. So sorry to hear that. And Tech in the World says, also from Japan, that he or she enjoys this program every weekend. Well, everyone in Japan, I hope you guys got some time. Hopefully it will have weakened by the time it gets there. But buckle down, brace yourselves, be prepared. Amir Jamil checks in today from Pakistan. Hello, welcome to the show. All right, moving right along to song requests. We have one from listener Drawings by Heron, who writes, hi DJ Lena, I want to make a song request. I'm learning the dance moves to Chungha's Sparkling in my K-pop dance class. The moves are hard to learn, but the class is so much fun and I hope you play the song for me. That does sound like fun. I think the more challenging it is, the more rewarding it feels when you finally mastered a move. All right, we will definitely play that for you. And our second request comes from MD Jamal Hussein, who writes, hello, Madam Lena. Hope you are all fine. I want to listen to IU's Lilac. All right, two fun songs to bring our afternoon energy up. First up, here's Chungha with Sparkling, followed by IU with her song, Lilac. IU with her song Lilac, and before that we heard Chungha with Sparkling. Taipei Warren writes, Malaysia is seeing a lot of rain too. Nowadays we cannot tell when monsoon season is. It used to be from October to December. Well, it's feels like pretty much the same way here. We just don't really know what the rainy season is because all those things we used to take for granted in terms of historically expecting things climate-wise, have all been thrown out the window, and we're definitely seeing a change. Well, I hope you guys all stay safe in Malaysia as well. I'm Kelly Writes. I love the bluish tone-on-tone color play in the picture, and the way today's picture gives off dryness. Pretty appropriate to describe today's mood. Well, yes, I suppose so. A little bit dryness for those of us here in Seoul. It really feels like a kind of a relief, a load off our chest, just to at least have a break. Ooh, we just need some break. All right, a couple a couple shout-outs from listeners during reruns. HW9045 wrote, 대박 정연님이시다. Oh, well, thank you very much. I guess you are liking what you are hearing. Easter92, with lots of heart emojis, wrote, I couldn't tune in yesterday because I'm on a family trip. Oh, the weather is crazy. Well, more importantly, I hope you guys are safe on your trip and not traveling in crazy areas and get to enjoy your vacation. Forever Lena writes, today I can feel the sun and a cool breeze, too. It's the best kind of summer weather. I wish Changmak will end soon. Request song, Park Jung-yeon, Long Goodbye. That's true. We are having the longest goodbye to this summer, right? It just won't go. But today, for those of us especially who have been kind of suffering the onslaught of the torrential rains, we're feeling a little bit of break. And we were told to expect rainy weather all the way till Friday. So we can't let our guards down yet. But oh, so grateful for that patch of blue sky. All right, for our next song break, haven't heard this in a while. It'll be nice to listen to it. Hope you guys enjoy. It is me, Park Jung-hyun, with Long Goodbye. You're listening to One Fine Day with Lena Park on KBS World Radio. A couple comments on Long Goodbye. Taipei Warren remarks it's a very soothing song and says, I feel so relaxed listening to it. Dreamy was really happy to hear it. Long Goodbye. You, 언니. Please sing this at your concert. More you. I know. I've never sung this at a concert before. The format of the song is just so, it's so geared towards a studio version that I never sat down to think about a live version. But I have to admit, listening to it also with you guys, that last line, 맑은 날이 좋네요, a clear sky is so nice. Well, that almost made me like tear up a little bit because, wow, we were talking about it at the opening of the show. A clear day is so nice. It's like, thank you. Thank you, Evans. Yeah, adds totally new meaning to that song. I'll think about it. All right. Listener Dohyun9659 writes, 안녕하세요, 누나. I always tune into the radio show. I heard that you'll be making an appearance at the New Pesta Festival. I don't know if I can go, but I really want to go to the festival, even if I have to put all my schedules aside. All right. Well, I hope you make it, because I think it's going to be a lot of fun. Hopefully it won't be too hot by then. Right? It'll be in like mid-September. And I thought, well, in anticipation of the upcoming New Festa Festival, why not play a song from one of the headliners for our next song break. And since our listener's name is, or ID is Dohyun, I thought, how about a song from Yoon Dohyun? So, for our next song break, let's listen to YB and their song, 나는 상수역이 좋다, Sangsu Station. They're different, but not entirely. two different songs from two different parts of the world. It's like they belong to a parallel universe. It's time to listen to a couple of songs that are seemingly nothing alike, but actually somewhat similar in one way or another upon closer inspection. One K-pop track and one non-K-pop track. It's Parallel Universe. Now today, we have two songs both titled Who You Are. First, we'll listen to the K-pop song entitled Who You Are by ONEUS, a relatively new K-pop idol group. ONEUS is a six-piece boy group that debuted in 2019. But they've already earned themselves the nickname 무대 천재, which directly translates to stage geniuses, right? I guess this is indicating that they know what they're doing when they're on stage. Their song, Who You Are, was part of their sixth mini-album entitled Blue Moon. It dropped last year, and it's a song about complicated feelings one feels after finding themselves deep in love with an old friend. Quite dramatic. Here's a bit of the words. Who you are, your name, your age, your home, even your secrets, I know them all, but don't know why. What are we? I just swipe up the text messages. I'm so tired. You know me too well, but we are too far for some reason. I don't want an ambiguous answer. What am I to you? But I'm too scared to ask. I love that. I know who you are, but I don't know what we are. Interesting. And for our non-K-pop parallel of the day, we'll listen to Who You Are by British singer-songwriters Craig David and MNEK. Craig David is one of UK's most successful R&B acts with 14 Brit Award nominations, 2 Grammy Award nominations under his belt. He also has been made a member of the Order of the British Empire for his services to music in 2021. Congratulations to him. MNEK is also a Grammy nominee. His writing and production credits include H.E.R. or Her, Zara Larsson, Dua Lipa, Queen Bandit, Christina Aguilera, Selena Gomez, Kylie Minogue, Beyonce, Madonna, and of course Craig David, among others. Who You Are is their collaborative single. It was released in October last year, which also serves as a lead into Craig David's upcoming 8th studio album. Ooh, that's going to be exciting. Now, according to David, this song is about feeling seen, heard, and being able to express who you are. He also suggests put on the song to try and talk to someone that needs help. Well, that's a nice suggestion. Now, if you're listening to the song and you think, where have I heard this before? It actually uses the same melody as Casey and JoJo's 1998 song, All My Life, but with a completely different arrangement and lyrics. Here's a little bit of those lyrics right now. I just want to get to know you, know exactly who you are. We built it up so we can break it down just to tear it all apart. Acting like how you're supposed to, a different journey to your heart. But we both know this cycle goes around, ends up way back at the start. Well, hopefully we can break that cycle, right? Get to the heart of it all. Let's listen to these two songs right now. Who You Are by ONEUS, and then Who You Are by Craig David and MENEK. I wonder what's inside your head. Are we friends or lovers yet? Wanna be a man. Just talking to myself. That was Who You Are by Craig David and MNEK. And before that, we heard Who You Are by ONEUS. Those were the Parallel Universe songs of the day. Coming up in part two of the show, it is OFD's version of Kayo Top 10. I surely hope you join us for that. Let me wrap up part one of the show first with one more song. Here is We by Jibanop featuring Sogeum. Welcome to part two of One Fine Day with Lena Park. In just a moment, we'll hop on a time machine, traveling back in time to listen to some good old 가요 for our Wednesday segment, 가요 Top 10. I'll be right back with Liz after this song break. Here are Girls' Day with their song, Darling.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome to the spectacular Thursday summer party. Hey, are you ready? Y'all ready for this?
Once upon a time, there were days when K-pop was simply known as 가요. Back in those days, every Wednesday evening, every Korean music fan tuned into KBS2 TV to watch their favorite singers perform on the legendary music chart program dubbed the 가요 Top 10. It's not Throwback Thursday or Flashback Friday, but way back when Wednesday. We're going to take a trip back in time to listen to some old school K-pop music, also known as 가요, and to guide us through this trip very gently. It is our own staff writer, Liz. Welcome.
I'll try to be gentle.
Yes. Sometimes when I say guide, I also think of glide.
Oh.
We're gliding through this musical trip. That's why gentle came into my mind today.
I'm more like stumbling and tumbling through things. But
oh, let's not tumble too much. Let's not stumble
and
tumble.
That's not too bad. I was actually thinking of that image from the 1979 music video by the Smashing Pumpkins where they just roll down the hill in tires. I wouldn't mind that. Sounds like it looks like a fast way to travel.
Fast, maybe. Not so pleasant, but okay. Anyhow,
that's where my head's at.
So you are able to see the patches of blue sky in the morning.
Yeah, I actually took some pictures too. And it was actually, like, I said patches because they were literally patches. Like, there was a big expanse of blue somewhere far away.
Yeah.
But at the bottom of, like, by the horizon, it was, like, dark, dark gray clouds.
Right.
And by the time I looked again a couple of hours later, the dark clouds were over my head already.
They were moving really quickly.
Yeah, so the clouds are moving pretty fast. Mm-hmm. And around the time I was coming into KBS, we had a very overcast sky.
Yes.
But I'm crossing my fingers and hoping that it doesn't rain. It doesn't start raining until I get home because I'm wearing sneakers.
Oh, no. Just looking quickly at the weather forecast, it looked like it was going to start raining just about the time I was commuting home.
Mm-hmm.
So shoes are always, what do you do? Mm-hmm. And galoshes felt too kind of hot and stuffy because you have to wear like tight jeans and tight pants with that. And I'm like, no tight. Just loosey, please. Loosey goosey. So I just picked like the rattiest, oldest pair of like bought it on the street in Bali like flip-flops.
Uh-huh. Nice.
All ready to get
they
wet.
They still look nice.
They look rather okay. Yes.
They look
really
Bali.
Ratty.
I can't tell.
They're very Bali, aren't they?
Yeah, they are.
Yeah,
I mean, their color doesn't show any wear or tear, so.
Yeah, but it's gotten wet. It's literally just get wet shoes. Mm. So it's time for the get wet shoes.
Yep.
We've got to all have those if we live in these rainy areas.
Well, I mean, we need gears for all sorts of weathers here in Korea.
You know, that is a good point. Mm-hmm. We're so four season that we have to switch gears every 3 months.
Like, I remember back in 2018, there was a meme going around how, like, within the span of 6 months, there was a 50 degrees Celsius difference. And yep. I think we're going to be seeing that soon, too.
Oh, so, yes, that's for sure. Oh, my, my.
Yep.
But for now, we're still here. We're still in the thick of it. Mm-hmm. It's summer. It's August 10th, but no signs of letting up right now, especially when we took this weird turn.
Yeah.
We went back to Changma, a repeat Changma. Mm. And what a repeat. I mean, talk about an encore, right?
Yeah.
I mean.
Overkill.
And yeah, it's just completely messing up all the traditional seasonal divisions.
Yeah, this is the first time ever that I've seen, you know, the seasonal markers going a little off.
Very off.
Yeah.
I don't know if any cicadas survived.
They're still around. They're pretty loud in my neighborhood.
Are they loud? Okay. Yeah. So they survived these torrential rains.
I was surprised myself, but that's amazing. Wonder if they just got out of the ground. Maybe is a fresh batch. Wrong choice of words, but...
Ooh, okay. Yeah. Interesting thought
I actually saw a father and a son trying to catch some cicadas on my way out of the apartment complex. Yeah. And they had a makeshift box that was, like, really giant. They sell those insect boxes, right?
Yeah.
But they weren't working with those. I think the dad made a giant box with, like, wires and the green tapes.
Oh, wow, they're very, like, dedicated
hardcore,
here.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh, I feel bad for the mom, because they're going to take that home.
That's true. They're loud.
Yeah, they're so loud.
They got the lungs, man. Yeah. Or not lungs, but...
they got the instruments.
They're amazing mm-hmm. creatures in the wild. But yeah. Yes. But yeah, we're used to the, you know, thick of the heat, dog days and the memmies, but... yeah, right now it's just, I just want everyone to be careful.
Yeah.
All. Yeah, just
for sure.
In the meantime, to take our mind off of crazy weather, let's go back to what we love most about summer.
See, it's funny how you said, let's try to take our minds off of what's going on mm-hmm. because this wasn't my initial pick of songs.
It wasn't.
So I had two options mm-hmm. Laid out in front of me yesterday. One was Rain, 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 all the rain songs.
I thought that maybe we might have a rainy playlist as well.
Yeah, that was actually the initial, like, that was the first thing I had in mind. Mm-hmm. And then I was like, maybe we've had enough rain. And you know how back in the old ancient days, shamans would actually pray for rain when it doesn't rain?
That's true.
And I was thinking, maybe we should pray for the sun.
Oh, okay, yes.
So I had all the sun playlists.
A sunny playlist.
Yeah, so it was like, Heya, Taeyang, and, you know, Heya, Tora, and, like, you know, Achimisu with the whole, like, sun coming up in the cemetery and blah, blah, blah. And so I was debating between the two mm-hmm. options. Uh-huh. And then this morning I woke up and I saw the blue sky. I'm like, okay, I'm going to throw these out the window now.
Oh, you threw both out the window.
Yeah, that's why I ended up with another, just a summer, like, generic summary playlist. Mm-hmm. And this time I tried to stick a little closer to the Kayo Top 10 chart of the second week of August of 1997, because mm-hmm. I figured I haven't done that in a while.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. 97 is a great year to go back to.
Yep.
Makes me remember me getting ready and practicing mm-hmm. and recording my first album and all these songs playing on the TV and in cafes and etc.
And the music videos, the
they were getting so polished.
Yeah, our MTV channels. We had launched a few of them.
Mm-hmm. It's quite exciting.
And, I mean, the music videos then are just not the same as what we have now. Yeah. So,
it was
good times.
It was a fun time. Yeah. Definitely a fun time. So, I think this is going to be a great playlist to kind of take our minds off of the crazy weather. Mm-hmm. It's exactly what we need right now. And remember, good summers.
Go back to the summer of 97.
Let's do that.
Whatever happened to you then. Maybe it'll come back to your mind when you hear these songs.
Maybe. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, now I'm trying to remember what I was doing. Alrighty. And our first song on the list, we're starting with a real good one. One of my favorites, really.
Yes, it is. Gasoline. A.K.A. Gasoline by Jinwoo-shan, A.K.A. Jinwoo-shan. This was actually up at number 7 in the second week of August of 1997. And surprise, surprise, it was their debut song.
Yes.
It was released just a couple of, just before the summer. Mm-hmm. And it drew a lot of attention because it was a collaborative effort of 서태지와 아이들 양현석.
Right.
And Deuces 이현도.
Yes.
I could have phrased that so differently. But yeah, so basically two...
It's a big deal.
Yeah, two big deal groups coming together to create a whole new duo is what was happening.
It's sort of like, you know, when we talked about the 90s in general, early 90s and the onset of hip-hop in K-pop, so everyone was either Camp Seotaeji or Camp
Deuce.
Mm-hmm. So to have these two juggernauts or members of the two juggernaut camps to, sorry about that, to collaborate was a big deal. And it culminated in Jinushan. Kind of like the flagship group of YG, right?
A lot of people remember them as the first group by YG, but they were not, because Yang Hyun-suk actually had a giant flop with another group called Keepsix, I think.
I don't even remember that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. So basically, Jinushan ended up being their savior.
I see.
They basically made YG what it is today.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Launched and, the beginning.
Right. And another thing that was really notable about this particular song, a lot of people took note of the music video. It was just really well made.
It was very pretty.
Yeah.
Saturated
colors. A lot of like white. Like white out everything, airbrush everything, and it was nice. And I mean, another reason a lot of girls really liked the group, despite it being like really hardcore hip-hop-ish, they look good. You know, they were really...
They were very charismatic.
Yeah, they were... They were
super cute.
Cute?
Mm-hmm.
Your words? I thought they were really 멋있어. So
yes, yes.
Charming,
very charming,
I guess, for the lack of a better English word. But so, yeah, they came out as a hip-hop group. Yeah. And now we think of them as, you know, because I guess we think of YG as a hip-hop agency too, right? But then to a certain extent.
Right.
But back then, they were better known as a dance group. Because neither of them... started out as rappers. I think Chan was actually a backup dancer to Hyun Jin Young before debut. And Jinu actually had debuted as a solo artist singing.
I see.
Yeah, so when they got together and started rapping, people were, well, people who knew were rather surprised, I suppose, and just kind of pegged them as a another hip-hop-y dance group.
I see, I see. So just tinges of hip-hop.
And another factor that people took notice of the first album was that it was actually very binary. It was very black and white in terms that there were songs that were that sounded a lot like Seotaeji Aide, and there were songs that sounded a lot like Deuce.
I see.
Only that, you know, they had like different roles than Deuce did. But I think, personally, I find the song Gasoline more in line with Seotaeji's sound. Partly because it was written by Yang Hyun-suk.
Yes.
But apparently Yang Hyun-suk later kind of gave up on songwriting after finding out that Lee Hyun-do's songs were faring better.
He's like, I'm just gonna quit while I'm ahead.
I guess, but I mean,
focus on other strengths.
Within Seotaeji either, he was never the main writer.
That's true.
Right?
It's really Seotaeji was the
He did everything.
That's true.
And Lee Hyun-do was the writer for Deuce.
That's
so
true.
He had that was a tough competition, if you ask me.
Yang Hyun-suk shouldn't feel so bad.
No, he got a great song out of Gasoline,
and he had the eye to, you know, bring the artists together that really kind of create YG's very impressive lineup. So
I mean, you got two men who look great in white suits.
Yes Gasoline, good times.
Lyrically, I never really figured out what it was all about. It kind of, at first glance, it sounded like the protagonist was talking to a friend who's gone the wrong way. Because he says, you know, protect yourself. Don't burn yourself up like a bottle of gasoline.
Right.
You know, and
Burn out.
And talking about how the protagonist doesn't want to see this person who he's addressing go the wrong way or have bitter smiles again. And, you know, like he gives advices like learn to recognize that there are shades wherever there are sunlights.
You know, I like that.
Yeah, there are good lines, but I never figured out who the song was addressed to.
Narrative,
And then at one point, I remember thinking maybe he's talking to himself.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Well, that's true. We do say here the word 자신을 지켜. Maybe it is sort of song to herself, or maybe urging all of us to remind ourselves.
Maybe.
Right? To kind of find a balance.
But all in all, I'll be honest with you, when I was first really in love with the song back in 97, I didn't really pay attention to the lyrics.
It was just, it was such a cool song.
Yeah,
they had such charisma.
It was one of those songs that you could sing along to and you knew the words by heart, never really realizing what they meant.
Right. It's true. I think that that's the secondary importance, right? It was all about cool and just sort of pushing the genre forward as well. Fun, yeah. Fun summer release here.
Yep.
All right, let's listen. Here's Jinu Sean with Gasoline. That was Gasoline by Jinu Sean.
Or Gasoline by Jinu Sean.
There we go. We got both, both options for you there. Lots of comments about 서태지와 아이들 느낌. Yes. Even now, of course, Dreamy was just like, I just hear 서태지 here and there and everywhere. Kim Ji Soo also. But even Taipei Warren in Malaysia can recognize a little bit. But obviously, Yang Hyung-seok was channeling what really worked, drawing what he really liked from the hip-hop genre, what he learned from being in that genre.
And I mean, by this time, 서태지와 아이들 was no longer there. And that genre and that soundscape was, you know, up for grabs, and who better to take it than Yang Hyun-seok, who was one of the idols.
One of the boys.
Yeah.
We missed it. So I think we were really glad to hear it. Our PD added on top of that a little bit of TLC Waterfalls.
Right. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. That rhythm. Oh, that was the rhythm of the time, 1997. But the production value, so good.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Good stuff coming our way with a great start. Our next song.
Well,
ooh, another classic.
We're going to switch gears and go from hip-hop to disco.
Nice.
And listen to 그녀는 예뻤다, or She Was Pretty by JYP himself, Park Jin-young. And this song was actually on its way down the chart after hitting number one in June.
I see.
And I was looking up videos from that time on like Kaya Top 10 stages, and I was shocked to see, well, I mean, everyone is all the time shocked by what Park Jin-young's wearing. But the reason I was shocked this time was because he was wearing what Harry Styles was wearing for Watermelon Sugar.
Harry, you copier.
Yeah, totally. Like the wide white pants with the really, like,
the white collars.
Feminine blouse. And JYP was going all out.
He was doing it.
Yeah.
In 97.
That's right. Although he borrowed the stage from the 70s because it was like
channeling disco.
Yeah, it was a total Saturday Night Live stage.
Right.
Which is also
Saturday Night Fever.
A fever, thank you. I'm thinking comedy.
Yeah, John Travolta.
All that aside, just a little bit more about the song. It was the title track of his third album released in, obviously, 97. And what drew a lot of people's attention about this song is, I mean, it was very Park Jin-young written all over it. It was very disco and retro, as you would expect from this man. One thing that was notable was the voice of Cho Kyu-chan. Scatting away toward the end of the song. And it was just like, what? You know? And I found the link in the fact that JYP created his own company in the same year, in 97. And apparently back then it wasn't known as JYP, but Taeyong Gihaek.
Okay.
That it was kind of random.
Yeah.
And the first artist that he produced was Jinju.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
In whose songs you could hear Cho Kyu-chan's voice all over the place.
Mm-hmm, in the background.
Yeah, so I guess they were kind of chummy back then.
Perhaps so.
Yeah.
Yes. That but Cho Kyu-chan also was sort of your, if you knew him and if you could get him, you would get him to do your background vocals.
Honestly, I was hearing his voice in so many different artists' songs.
He was like his alba.
I thought that was his like day job. I thought he releases his own solo albums on the side.
Maybe it was a day job.
Maybe.
He just didn't say no. He seemed very okay with doing a lot of different kinds of... And I think he enjoyed it.
I guess I would enjoy
so
it,
good
too.
At it.
Yeah, and he's so good at it. And his voice is so recognizable,
yes,
too.
Yes, it's true.
Yeah, like everyone, when they hear it once, it's like, hey, that's Cho Kyu-chan. Even someone like me, who was back in 97.
Right.
Very young.
Very young.
very young. Very little.
I think even the point that his voice was that recognizable was actually a desirable thing.
Maybe.
Like, hey, look, we got Cho Kyu-chan.
Yeah.
Hey, you know?
That's true.
V sign with your fingers.
As for the lyrics to the song, I should also mention that this song was such a mega hit and so well received that critics actually said that the album's worth buying even if you're gonna listen to just this song.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's pretty high praise.
High praise, yeah.
Yes.
But lyrically, it's kind of like shallow,
well,
I think.
It's disco. He's not composing a K-ballad here. It needs to be catchy and repetitive.
Yeah, and catchy it is. The song starts with, she was pretty.
Yep.
You know, and he says, she was like an angel sent from the heavens. Yep. I loved her. We were happy. But she left me. Then I was left alone and I tried to forget her. But, oh, she was so pretty. That's it. That's the song.
She's so pretty.
Yeah.
I think they're brilliant, by the way. The lyrics, to fit it in this very tight structure, you don't have a lot of notes. And so you don't have a lot of time to tell a story.
Especially in that falsetto.
Yeah. But while dancing like crazy.
Yeah. Oh.
But the sentiment is there, right? Really great job. All right, let's listen. Here's Park Jin-young, JYP himself, with 그녀는 예뻤다, She Was Pretty. That was 그녀는 예뻤다. She
By
was
Cho
pretty. Yep, too. And did you guys catch Cho Kyu-chan there in the background? Park Jin-young himself. It's really worth kind of looking back, going on your streaming video site, looking him up and seeing his live performance because it makes you feel happy.
But seriously, it's a rabbit hole. Like, if you start looking up Park Jin-young's performance, like stage performances.
I could see that. Yes, yeah.
Even if you don't like the song, you can't take your eyes off. And, I mean, why wouldn't you like the song?
First of all, why would you like He's just, he just seems to have such a good time. And he's very fun to watch.
Yes.
Yeah. And I love
his... Great performer.
Great performer.
무대 천재.
무대 천재! Stage genius.
Yes.
Yeah. He has what very few of us have, so I've always respected him for that. All right, we are moving on to our next song.
Right, so I said we're going to stick to, I'm going to stick closer to Kaya Top 10 chart of the week, but this song I kind of found kind of laying around in other streaming charts.
Laying around?
Yeah. Apparently it was big. I don't remember much. And it was not on the Kaya Top 10 or the top 10 chart at least. And you know how I often say, say, I didn't think I knew the song, but when I heard it, I knew it.
You suddenly were singing along,
right.
et cetera.
Not this time.
This time.
No, I
have to say I don't recognize the title at least.
It's a very grandiose title too, because it's 독립선언 or Declaration of Independence by a group known as ENU. It's a trio of female artists, and they were actually... I thought it was kind of interesting how our PD님 mentioned TLC earlier, because they were actually
kind
benchmarking TLC.
Oh, I see.
So they were going for that whole Korea's TLC thing.
I see.
Against the backdrop of Baby Vox's Spice Girls thing.
Right.
Yeah, so they were an R&B group consisting of a, well, I said three, but two of them were sisters from the States, I believe.
Oh.
Yeah, and so I found an article that said that their name, Inu,
mm-hmm.
was derived from New Emotion R&B Cool Dance. And I had to read that a lot of times, and I still didn't know how they got Inu out of New Emotion R&B Cool Dance.
I don't either.
But that's what they claimed.
Emotion, okay.
Mm-hmm. And before they officially debuted in Korea in August, this is why they were just laying around off the charts in August, because they debuted in August.
I see.
So they debuted in August in Korea, but before they did, they actually made their first performance, their debut stage performance in Hong Kong.
Oh.
At a music, like, International Music Expo.
Oh, interesting. Mm-hmm. I guess like a showcase kind of thing
I
going
guess.
On.
I guess. Mm-hmm. And I don't even know who their agency was, but they were very good at showcasing the artists elsewhere around the world.
Right.
And this was like before K-pop was K-pop. This mm-hmm. was still Kayo, and this was happening. So after the whole Hong Kong thing, they even entered a world dance group party / contest that had like 9 different it was like a Eurovision, but not in Europe.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so they represented Korea.
Wow.
In that international gig before their official debut.
I mean, it just looks like they were working really hard,
yeah.
getting out there, looking for any opportunity to find that stage, get some recognition, get
right.
some experience.
And I guess it worked, because apparently they did reasonably well in terms of charting in Korea when they finally made their debut here. But the problem was, I think the article that I read was basically just looking at them in retrospect and saying they were too early. It was too soon for them.
Too
because
soon. We weren't ready for them.
Exactly. Because if they debuted just a couple of years later, mm-hmm. or even now, we would have touted them as a girl crush group.
Oh, really?
Because, I mean, think of TLC.
That's true.
You know? Yeah.
Absolutely.
And I guess compared to like Echo or Diva, it
yeah.
would have even worked then,
yes.
which is not too far off from 97.
Right.
But this was at a time when Finkel and SES were big.
I see. And they were sort of setting the gold standard
yeah.
for what we're looking at in terms of girl, female membered groups.
Right. So basically when everyone was loving, I'm going to say Twice.
Mm-hmm.
They just kind of came up with 21.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, it was not a genre that people were ready for.
I see.
But the expert who wrote the article was mm-hmm. actually very disappointed that such a well-made song and such a well-made group had to be forgotten just because people weren't ready for them.
Oh, that's so true.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not no fault of their own
no.
that they couldn't find their audience.
No.
That's unfortunate.
Yeah. But again, it was not for not trying, because they actually recorded another album in 98.
Mm-hmm.
And they tried to do that all in English.
Oh.
And they released it internationally.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently that was huge in Thailand.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And then they just kind of disappeared.
I see.
Yeah, and no record of what the members are doing now either.
Oh, that's a shame.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I hope they're doing well.
Yeah.
I do recognize the team behind the song itself, though.
Mm.
Writers Cho Won-sun.
Yeah.
And Kim Hong-soon. These two also wrote my song together on my first album. They were a writing team.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
So I was looking at their performances, and then back then they would have, you know, songwriter credits and lyricist credits on the screen.
The subtitles.
When the song comes on. And one video I watched actually had a typo.
Oh.
So it said Cho Won-seok.
Oh,
instead
oops.
Of Cho Won-sun.
Oh.
And Cho Won-seok is a familiar name as well.
Uh-huh.
And I think I was thinking Lee Won-seok, and I was like,
Daybreak?
No. Yeah.
I was like, too early. He would have been too young.
He would have been way too young.
Yeah. And then I found out later that it was actually Chowon's on a roller coaster before her roller coaster days.
Yes, before
roller
coaster.
Who wrote the lyrics. And also, she has a songwriting credit for the song as well.
Yes, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Her and Kim Eung-sung also co-wrote together, and Chowon's son did the lyrics as well. Mm-hmm. So they were very prolific at that time, right? So I'm very looking forward to what they wrote for Inyou.
Again, a very well made song, and it's definitely worth a listen.
All right, well, we're going to listen to it now, and here's a little shout out to Inyou wherever you are. It's 독립선언 or Declaration of Independence. That was Inyou with 독립선언, Declaration of Independence. And if you're just tuning in, it is OFD's version of 가요 Top 10. It's our Wednesday segment. And we're enjoying the good things about summer. I'm going nostalgic. Yotam or August of 1997, looking at the 가요 Top 10 charts here. And really great performances from Inyou and a very Kim Hong-sun style song there. Yeah. He was really digging that big fat bass and kick, and that was what he was really into. And yeah, it's a shame that they didn't get to pursue their career much longer.
I mean, they sound talented enough.
No, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
To have that good pitch at that time was actually kind of rare.
Right?
There's not a lot you can fix in post-production. Mm-hmm. What you hear on the tape or the CD or whatever is what was going
on. It's like a live recording.
Absolutely. Yeah. So it's very good stuff there. Mm. Well, we wish them well.
We wish them well.
Alrighty, and moving on to, another kind of a juggernaut of this era.
Yeah. Yeah, this wasn't her...
It wasn't her finest moment.
No.
But we can't ignore her.
No, but see, the
her
thing
importance
is,
to Gaia Top 10.
As I was listening to the song again this morning, I was very surprised that if I just kind of, erased the visuals...
Yes.
It's a good song.
Okay.
Yeah. And but
why do you have to erase the visuals?
Because it was so very overwhelming.
Yeah.
It was a little too much.
Okay.
I'm talking about Ms. Kim Ji-hyun and her song Cat's Eye. And I was actually surprised to find the song in the charts because I assumed the song was released sometime at least in the fall.
Okay.
Because of...
Didn't strike you as a summery song?
No, because of what she had to wear.
Yeah.
Because it was a cat suit.
Yes.
It was a leather Catwoman suit.
You know, I think like the first Catwoman, Michelle Pfeiffer, had, just sort of debuted on the big screen.
Oh, was that the time? I was thinking Halle Berry.
No, it was before, I think, Halle Berry. It was... I think it was Michelle Pfeiffer and all the old Michael Keaton Batman movies. It was like, if anyone was going to try it, then there was no one who could attempt it other than Kim Ji-hyun,
Yeah, that's true. But at the same time, it was
Why
like...
Why did they try it at all?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, okay, so first of all, the song peaked at number 10 in July, so it did well.
Yeah.
It did well enough, but... To me, as a girl, I think it was a bit of a disappointment because Kim Ji-hyun was so gorgeous.
Right, that's true too.
She was like the hottest girl of the mid-90s.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden she was in, like full body tight.
Yeah.
And it's like, why?
I think maybe, yes, they missed the mark. They're like, she can pull it off.
Right.
But really fans just wanted to see her.
Yeah, it was too big of a transformation, but I could, in hindsight, now with the wisdom that I've gained over the years, and I know they were just trying something new.
Of course.
And again, like you said, it was something that only she could do, no one else would try, and no one else had what it takes to be Korea's first Catwoman.
The courage.
Yeah, but... Yeah. It was a little bit
of a miss.
Yeah, it was a little unfortunate. Partly, I think the reason that I'm as disappointed as I am mm-hmm. is because it kind of turned into a joke.
I think, you know, it was a risk that they had to... I mean, it was always going to go one way or the other, yeah. right? And then some, it's not always going to go your way.
That's true.
And back then, having a concept... Mm-hmm. Having a concept was so, so important.
Of
and
course.
So they went concept heavy, but
very
it was
heavy.
Too heavy.
Yeah.
Yep. A little bit of a miss.
But again, the song itself was all right.
It was all right.
Yeah, it was good. It was her solo debut after the fourth album by Rula.
Rula. Mm-hmm.
Oh, for those of you who may not know, she was part of Rula. She
oh,
still
yes.
is.
You yeah. didn't mention that? Oh, my
no,
goodness.
I did not.
We totally buried the lead.
Yeah, and I've talked about Rula before, but because I haven't concentrated on, like, focused on each and every single member, I realized that I never talked about that. She actually was trying to become a trot singer. She was working with Song Taekwon.
Oh, wow.
And then she met Lee Sang Min, and
the rest is history.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And what a great choice she made.
Yeah.
Because I think she, I mean, Rula would not have been the same without her.
No.
But Trot is still the same without her. So.
Trot is
good
just
choice.
Faring along okay
exactly.
without her.
Exactly. It's doing really good. So, you know. But Cat's Eye, the whole concept aside, the song, I was telling PD님 earlier, I wish I could buy the eyes who haven't seen that. But since I can't, I'm just going to have to try to subdue the memories and just focus on the songs.
Yeah. Suppress it.
Exactly. But the song itself is very fun. It's Latin, and lyrically, I'm not a huge fan of the lyrics either, because it's like, I know you're going to come back to me. And it sounds a little cray. But... otherwise, musically, it's a treat.
All right. And it did peak in the top 10.
Exactly.
Yeah. So, and it was, I think that's on the strength of Kim Ji-hyun herself.
Yeah, totally.
All right, let's listen. Here's Kim Ji-hyun. It's Cat's Eye. Don't play it style. Come on! That was Cat's Eye by Kim Ji-hyun. I totally remember this song.
Yeah.
It's got a good hook.
It's
right?
a good song.
It's a good song. Mm. But yeah, like you said, the concept was not met very favorably in general. I also remember her way too matte, dark matte makeup. It was just it.
She looked bruised.
Yes. She looked bruised.
Yeah.
Her beautiful face was literally obscured by the makeup.
I would have, like just now I was thinking, I would have really loved to see her in, you know that dancing emoji with the red dress?
Oh, yes, yes.
I would have loved her.
Flamenco.
Loved to see her, yeah,
or
flamenco
something.
Dress.
Yeah,
yeah like if she was wearing that to sing this song, I think I would have totally dug it.
And have a little more energy.
Yeah.
And a little more.
And like I was thinking, when she was singing with Rula, most of the songs, like, she was all smiles the whole time.
Very
the whole
true.
4 minutes and a half or whatever.
That's true.
And with this song, she was like, keeping that cat's eye glare on the whole time. And it looks so tiring.
It does. That's not what we're used to.
Mm-mm.
And, yeah, so I think it was a bit of a miss, you know, a miscalculation on their part.
But good song.
Yeah, but good song. Mm-hmm. All right. And we have one more song, a really good song on our list.
And we're going to stay Latin, but on the quieter side.
Quieter side.
Because the next song I have for you is 청혼 or Proposal by Isora.
Wow.
This was, I thought it was a follow-up to her song 기억해줘, but apparently it was a double title. And 기억해줘 peaked at number 2 in February, and it was making its way down, and that's why I thought it was a follow-up, because 청혼 did a little better after 기억해줘.
I see.
Yeah, this was a part of, both of the songs were part of her second album called 영화에서처럼, which was a huge, it was one of the bestsellers.
Yes.
And that was the album that pretty much solidified Isora's position as one of the country's top female vocalists.
Right.
And I thought, I guess this was the reason that she ended up hosting a show called Proposal.
Proposal.
Which should have been Proposal, but it was Proposal. Like sketchbook.
Yeah.
And 연애편지. And it, I don't know why, but it all had to be like four letters at the time.
Love letter.
Yeah, love letter.
Peppermint. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
They're all four. Yeah.
It has to be like 이소라의 Proposal. Maybe it was like a cadence thing.
I don't know.
Yeah. Anywho. I'm guessing this song has something to do with the show's title.
Mm-hmm.
Because the song was popular, yeah. They decided, hey, it's a very lovely sentiment.
Oh, right.
And we're going to...
a proposal.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a marriage proposal. Anyway.
They were riffing on it.
Yes.
Yeah. It was smart.
And this is, I said it was Latin. It's a bossa nova style track written by, who else? Kiantar, because right. He did either city pop or bossa nova.
And he was also very famously known for pretty much kind of discovering Isora.
Right.
Bringing her to us.
It all started with Kudae Anne Blue.
Right.
I think it was actually before Kudae Anne Blue that Isora had been a part of Nasseun Saramdeul.
It was before.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And then Kim Hyun-chul just kind of
found her.
Yeah, just like, picked her up from the group.
Yeah. But when you hear her, it's very understandable why.
Because she's, like, literally unique. Like, her voice is, like, not replicable.
It really is not replicable.
Mm-hmm. Although, I mean, not for not trying, because a lot of people parody her all the time. And this is actually a very...
Parodied song.
Too much. But I think it's got that opening that people love to try.
Yeah. I'm not going to try.
I wasn't going to go there. lyrically, it's a very cute proposal. It hasn't happened yet. In the song, she's saying,
I'm going to
propose to you. I'm going to say it. Let's get married. I'm going to say that. And, you know, she's all excited. And she's like, you know, if we do get married, we don't even have to say goodbye at night.
No.
And, you know, we don't have to worry about anything. And, oh, no, I'm scared. And, you know, it's just like emotions going from one to another. And
it's that 설�em, you know, the anticipation.
And that bossa nova beat does... Mm-hmm. Like justice and beyond for that sentiment.
It's perfect.
And yeah, it's when she says "두근거려요" in that you know the same tone as the opening.
Mm-hmm.
It really sounds like her heart is fluttering.
Yeah.
And
the heart is beating fast. And we can hear it. Oh, her expression is fantastic.
It's hard to believe it's the same lady who's saying, "I'm happy. You go your way."
So. I just can't believe that this song is 1997.
Right?
Because it's never gotten old for me.
No. Mm-hmm. I mean, when she did release a newer version of the song last year, I was like, "Why?" It's already perfect.
It really is perfect. Mm-hmm. And a perfect way to end today's Kayo Top 10. Thank you for this wonderful playlist.
Always my pleasure.
All right, taking Liz out, here's Isora with 청혼 or Proposal. That was Isora with her classic 청혼 or Proposal, bringing us to the end of today's One Fine Day. Let me say goodbye with a song from 적재. It's Tattoo taking us out. Thank you all for tuning in. We'll see you tomorrow.